We're in Missouri this week, spending the week with Director Lombardi from the Department of Correction, touring a number of the prison facilities, both maximum and sort of minimum open prisons, and men and women's facilities to really understand their Puppies for Parole program, which is a real innovation using bringing dogs into prisons to be trained by prisoners, usually either unhomable dogs so that they can then be trained to get a family, or assistance dogs that can then go on and make a real difference in people's lives who have different conditions, you know, kids with autism and that sort of thing. And actually the impact that that program makes, not just on the lives of the animals that it helps, but also the inmates who are part of the program, and then the prison population as a whole. And what we're doing is studying that. We've done a lot of research in Britain over the last year with a view to taking it back to the UK, because there's just nothing like this currently in the UK at all.
Are there similarities between the UK prisons and the Missouri prisons and the system themselves?
Yeah, I think generally the principles of correction are the same, but I think maybe there are there's an awful lot to be learned from the way that the US handles correction, a number of the rehabilitation programs that they put in place. And whilst the UK has that, there are some things like the dogs program that really haven't yet been touched. And I think this is where we're looking at seeing if we can be pioneers in that. And of course, Battersea Dogs and Cats Home, which is the UK's most famous animal rescue, has a real issue with a number of dogs that it just can't simply place anywhere, just need a bit longer and a bit more dedicated training. And this would be an ideal partnership, really, between the correction service and our animal welfare services to really see what we can do to improve the lives of people and animals.
Tell me what you've learned about what this program teaches inmates.
It's been fascinating insight into how inmates have benefited from this program. And we have met probably 50 or 60 inmates over the last 3 days, and listening to them and their stories, talking about how it's taught them compassion, it's taught them to care for someone other than themselves, it's taught them responsibility, it's taught them how to communicate. And of course, there's lots of life skills that people are learning in this program. So they're learning communication skills, they're learning how to cooperate, they're learning how to share things, and most importantly, learning how to care and to love. And I think that's been missing from many of these inmates' lives right up until now. And there's been a real, I think it feels as though, and they would say the same, there's been a kind of softening there of them, and I think it's given them a sense of purpose. So I think not only are they learning to cooperate with inmates in their own institutions, but actually I think there'll be many more benefits and potentially opportunities for employment once they get out, if they get out, because of course not all of these people are going to go anywhere. And I think that makes it all the more interesting, because they recognise that some of these people are never going to go home. And if I might share a quote with you from one of the inmates that I met at one of the institutions, he said, I know I'm never going to leave here, but I know that the dogs I am training are going to go into families and live with kids and be happy ever after. And every time one of my dogs goes out, it feels like a little piece of me goes outside too. And I just thought that was fascinating. I also thought it was extremely moving, because he's really giving something back to community, and I don't think that you can better that.
Well, there are two elements I want to ask you about. First of all, whether this has a tendency to soften the climate or the culture within a prison. And second, how much it really will help somebody when they get out and try to relate to human beings again on the outside. So let's talk about inside the prison. Has this softened? We think of prisons as being pretty harsh places. Has this changed the climate within the prisons, do you think?
Well, I think there's no doubt about it. Prisons are tough places to be, and you know they're there for a reason. But certainly from the wardens that we've spoken to the custody staff, to even the administration in the prisons, and of course the prisoners themselves, all we've heard this week is the benefit that the global population in each prison has felt from having dogs there. It has really made for a different atmosphere, a different environment, a safer prison. Prisoners want to get on this program. They will have to work hard if they want to be part of the program, or they have to stay out of trouble if they want to benefit even indirectly from that program. And so everybody tends to behave a lot better. I'm sure, and of course I don't work in this service, but I'm sure that there are still problems in all sorts of things. But certainly from what I'm learning this week, wardens are overwhelmingly pleased with the impact and the difference it's made to their prison environment.
The folks that you've talked to who know they're going to someday get out, have they talked to you about what they'll take with them from this experience on the outside?
They have, and a really interesting lady I met yesterday in the Women's Correction Centre in Vandalia. She was fantastic. She's learnt her communication skills, her dog training skills. She knows all about dogs, and she's been doing this for about 9 years now. Oh, sorry, 6 years now. And she's helped lots and lots of animals. And what she wants to do when she gets out, and she is going to get out at some point in the next few years, is take that forward into some sort of career. She said, I can do doggy daycare, I can do dog grooming, I can trim dogs' nails, I can do walking for people's dogs. And she actually sees it for the first time in her life, and she's been in institutions several times through her life. She sees that this has given her a real potential for a future employment and a livelihood.
And what do the dogs learn? What do the dogs get out of this?
Well, first of all, the dogs get a person who really, really loves them. And for so many dogs, that is the first thing that they always want. But they learn all the basic sort of commands as to sit and stay and lie down and all of the basic commands that we all want in our dogs when we take them home. We don't want them jumping all over the visitors and the furniture and chasing and pulling you down the road. So they learn all of that basic discipline. And then there are others who go on to more advanced training where they'll learn life-saving skills and how to open doors for the people that they're looking after, how to identify seizures, how to call for help. And we saw a dog demonstrator go and fetch a 911 phone yesterday and find an owner that had fallen over, all demonstrated through role play. So dogs learn about companionship. They learn to trust again, which is missing in many of these animals, because some of them are rescue animals, and of course some of them are specially selected potential assistance animals, but they are all looking for that one forever home, and out of that they learn the sort of the discipline and the love and attention that goes with all of that.
It sounds like we've got some rescuing going on from both sides here.
Oh, I think so. I think everybody wins on this one. And I have to say, I would seriously commend, and I'm going to take back to the UK government, my hearty recommendations about taking this programme into the UK, because what I've seen here in Missouri and across every institution in the state is this dog program, started by Director Lombardi and then taken forward by his teams with such passion and such commitment that it's making a difference for everybody whose lives it touches.
Good. And have you already talked to the government in the United Kingdom about doing something like this? Have they basically said, go to Missouri and find out more about it?
We have. We've spoken to a number of key people, including the Mayor's Office in London and the Ministry for Justice and various others who are very interested, sceptical, of course. You know, these things are never a pushover. You know, everything has to be evidence-based and everything has to be proven. But they're willing to listen and they're willing to talk to us very seriously about it. And Battersea Dogs and Cats Home works already in a number of institutions, Young Offenders Institution, as well as Maximum Security Institution in London called Belmarsh. And we have some real interest for a pilot there. So I think we're looking very seriously at what we can bring back and how we can improve the lives of prison population and indeed the prison environment in general in the UK. So fingers crossed we're going to go for it.